Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Back from the bubble guts.
She survived.
It's Abby. She was out yesterday, man. Stomach problem, huh?
Oh, God. Yeah, I got really bad food poisoning from chicken, which always goes over well. I felt totally fine. And I knew, I was like, somebody's going to make a joke about how I couldn't survive Valentine's Day. And I had to take off work the next day because it was so depressing. Uh-huh. But I went to bed feeling totally fine, woke up at midnight, and I was like, something's not right. And proceeded to throw up everything I'd eaten that day. Carrots,
worst.
By the way.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
That's a fun splash of color in the turlet. Yeah.
Surprisingly, they come out with the same shape as they did going in. So I was
Did you chew it before you swallowed?
Yeah.
That's normally how it works.
That's normally what one does, but they still looked a little carroty. So I was throwing up for hours, and I have never taken a sick day off work. I came from a household where no matter what, unless you're literally throwing up, you go to school, or I didn't follow this rule in college. If I was hungover, I would for sure skip class. But in terms of work, like, I've literally never had a sick day. So I'm like throwing up over the toilet. It's like 2 a.m. And I'm like, I have to send a text and tell me I can't come in tomorrow. So I think the text that I sent was, I don't know what the protocol is, but I can't come in tomorrow. Yes. I'm currently keeled over the toilet.
The shame that goes in on actually calling out or in whatever they're calling it these days for the first time. Food poisoning is one of those where it's one of those things that you call out for and people are like, come on, is it really? Or is she hungover, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We didn't, by the way. But that's one of those things. I've had it way too many times in my life. And I think I've made the same mistake over and over and over again. Hey, Cass. Way over and over and over again, is I will pull something out of the fridge or order something from a restaurant and smell it doesn't smell right to me. And then I go in anyway. I start talking myself out of it like, nah, it's probably fine. And then I eat it and I get food poisoning every time.
Yeah. So
you have sick days for a reason.
Yeah.
Use them.
I know. So I was feeling a little bubbly all day. I woke up and I was like, okay, I think I feel a little bit better. And then I went for a walk and I was like, I need to turn around. So if you saw me at Chastain Park sprinting back to my apartment, no, you didn't.
Wow, that's quite a pace Abby has. Look at that. Little marathon runner. Look at them little legs. Look at them. All right. Just equally as sickening. Men doing men things to you and you still can't figure it out.
Oh, God. Yeah, I told this story a couple of months back about how this guy had reached out to me after I gave him my number. And then he went totally MIA. He asked for my number and then proceeded to ghost me like immediately. So I had been out to brunch with a friend. We needed to get drinks like immediately. So I went up to the bar, chatted the bartender. A guy comes up next to me. And while I'm waiting for my drink, we start having a little moment. Starting to feel a little chemistry. I'm like, hey, something might be here. So before I bring my drinks back to my friend, he ends up getting my number. I gave him my number. I gave him my digits, went back to talk with my friend.
You paint this picture like, I don't know if you want these, but you're taking them.
I'm like,
here's
my
phone number.
I was catching a vibe. Like I wasn't pushing my number on him for real. Like I was like, before I leave, do you want my number? Like, just in case, like, you want to talk to me? So I give him my number, head back to brunch with my friend. And then like the next day or something, he ends up texting me. I play it cool. I don't overthink my response. And I just send him something like, he had asked me how my day had been. And I was like, oh, it was good. I just did X, Y, and Z. Typical Saturday. And then left it at that. And then I waited. Mm-hmm. And then I waited. And then I waited a really long time because he had never responded. And we had come to the conclusion that it was odd behavior, but I had gotten a lot of DMs saying, you should have asked him a question, or otherwise he would have responded back, which was, I thought, a little bit dumb, but whatever, it's fine. And
by the way, I don't buy that philosophy. Do you buy that? Like, if a dude is into you, it doesn't matter.
I don't think it really matters most of the time, but I do think sometime a guy may feel, if he's been ghosted a lot, then in the back of his mind, if a woman is not showing interest, he might see it as a sign to back out.
Yeah, and a couple of people are like, well, you're on the radio, maybe he thinks you're getting DMs from a lot of guys. I'm not. And just felt like he needed to bow out of this. So I thought I was never going to hear from Brunch Boy again until this weekend. I got a message from him.
And so how long has it been?
I've been leaving him hanging for a week now.
Okay.
Because I've been waiting to chat about it on the
air.
But
when he sent the text a week ago, how long had it been?
Oh, I think like November.
Oh, shoot.
So it's been... Wow. It's been a long time.
Yeah. This is what the kids are calling submarining, right?
Yeah,
they're there,
popping back up again.
And they go back down, and then they come back up just to peek around a little bit, and they head back down underneath the surface, right? What time did his text come in?
Let's check.
That's going to speak volumes.
Here's the thing. He didn't. Where'd my phone go? Oh, he didn't text me. He sent me a DM. So I didn't mention this in my original story, but he had followed me on Instagram after he had texted me. So let's see. I think it was in the morning because I think he was asking me about how my night was the night before.
Again?
Let me see. He's like, how? And I was like, I'm gonna ask a question this time. If I do respond,
he's asking the same question again. Yeah. How was your day?
3 months
how was
later?
Your weekend? Yeah. How was your night?
Right.
Spice it up, bro.
He needs a new line. Hang on, I'm scrolling.
These are the missionary positions of texts right here.
Here he is.
The same basic thing over and over and over.
Little small talk.
Nothing exciting about it, but that's getting the job done.
That's not even small talk. That's minuscule talk. I can barely see that talk.
It's teeny tiny talk. Okay, so he was asking about our bitter ball on Friday because I had posted a lot of drunk videos where I did look very good in my stories.
Yes. Oh, your pants were fire.
Fire!
Fire! So at 10 p.m. on Saturday, so this would have been a full 24 hours afterwards.
Okay.
He asked me if I had a good time that night.
Okay, so it was 10 p.m. the following night.
10 p.m. the final. This is a weekend night or a weeknight?
Saturday night.
Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay.
So now I'm like, do I shoot my shot again? Do I ask him a question this time by a follow-up text, or do I just let this man go?
That was to see if she was available Saturday night text, right?
I don't know.
Or is that just me?
For me, if it's 10 o'clock at night, yeah, he's...
trying to come up with something just to ping you almost, to see what you're doing.
Is that like a feelers DM?
That's kind of what I feel.
Either he's out already or he's on his way out and he's trying to set something up for later in the night.
So there would be nothing sexier than texting him at 6:06 a.m. on a Friday, a week later.
You should.
Yeah, yeah. You should, right?
That's exactly what you should do.
Oh, right now. Oh,
I do like that. Okay,
but I'm not mad at that.
Let's come up with a creative text, though, to kind of say, F you, but I'm still interested.
Okay. Should I just say that? Screw you, but I'm still interested.
A minuscule F you, not a big one.
Well, how about we're cute about it and just put like still recovering and some kind of like emoji.
But do I need to ask a question? This man might never respond if I don't ask a question.
How about this? Where you been? That's a question.
Oh, no.
No. Then you seem invested.
Yeah.
Like it bothered you.
We are not invested.
Yeah, we're not bothered.
Yeah, this is just a bit for the radio at this point.
How about what have you been up to?
Okay.
So if they're like still recovering, like making it light and funny, still recovering, some kind of cute emoji, and then what have you been up to?
Okay. I love this texting tutor that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Still recovering. What emoji should
just
I do?
Whatever emoji makes you happy as far as like a laughing, like a haha, like because I'm, you know,
sick face, still lit. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to do like a casual LOL. I feel like emoji says too invested.
Okay.
But LOL is kind of like haha, but like I don't care.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Still recovering. Fair. LOL. What was the second part?
What have you been up to?
What have you been up to? And I'm not going to do a question mark because it just makes me feel more like lax. Like, okay. Like, what have you been up to?
Whatever floats your boat.
Okay. Still recovering. Noah, what have you been up to?
Okay.
No, I'm going to do the question mark. No, hang on.
Do the question mark. It's a question.
You are.
It's okay.
He might get confused and not respond.
Here you go. We're matching energy. Did he put a question mark when he asked you how, like, what are you up to or whatever?
He did use proper grammar. Okay, then, it's a question mark.
Then
well, what a
match
nerd.
Energy.
Okay, such a nerd. Right. Using proper question mark. Question mark
loser.
And everything. Yeah.
Okay, still recovering. LOL, period. What have you been up to? Question mark.
God, this is really what you got to go through back and forth with these texts now.
Yeah.
Is like, does punctuation say something that I don't want it to say?
All
is it an LOL? Is it an emoji? How's it going to be interpreted? Let me ask you this. are all these definitions that when a text comes in and you're trying to figure out exactly what it means based on a comma or is this a woman thing or are dudes that way also?
I don't do it. I mean, I think about what I'm going to say, but I don't think about like
how
the emojis or how I'm going to say it or the punctuation. That doesn't even cross my mind.
Well, here's the thing. If I had done things, quote unquote, right the first time, like if I had workshopped it with a group of people, they might have said, ask him a question. Otherwise, he might think that you're not interested. So I think to an extent, like it's a both a man and woman thing.
All right. Here's a concept for you. Okay. That I don't even know that I'm going to be able to communicate this early in the morning. What if you respond in the most authentic Abby way? Okay. Whatever you want to respond to. If this dude is right for you, the way that you're going to respond is the right answer.
I agree.
I feel like this response is fine. Still recovering, LOL. What have you been up to?
I think it's perfect. But Bert's right. Like, at the end of the day, if it's the right dude, it doesn't matter how you respond.
A question mark ain't going to scare your future husband away.
There you go.
All right, I'm going to...
That laugh, right?
I don't know.
The laugh will do it.
I've lost a lot of men in my day. I think because I authentically... Y'all really want to just bring me down.
I love you so much.
I am in rock bottom. I spent Valentine's Day alone, and then I had the bubble guts, and now I've got to respond to this man who doesn't even like me.
Agree.
When you put it that way.
I'm going to send it exactly how we've written it out, because the first time I responded authentically, and it didn't work, so it just shows that men don't like me for who I am. Ben, Abigail.
You just sent that?
She sent it.
I just sent it.
Great. Okay. You just lost $1,000.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she did.
That's a bit on the air.
Yes, she did.
Oh, my God.
Yes, she absolutely. Wait, bring the bed down for a second. You just lost $1,000.
No, she didn't. Yes,
you did.
Well, no, stop. Full disclosure. You said in the bed, if a man reaches out to her, she is allowed to respond.
That's
and that
true.
Is exactly
That's
what
true.
Happened.
Ooh,
he reached
true.
Out to her, but she just has chosen not to respond for a week, thus following your instructions by acting like she don't give a...
That's true.
Are you giving her 10% or something?
No.
You should be now because that was damn good.
It was good.
Kristen's getting $100.
That was good.
I am still in the game. He came to me, and if y'all had said don't respond, I would have not responded. But I followed y'all's advice.
I'll tell you what was weird. When I told you lost $1,000, my nipples got hard. I got aroused and I was saving $1,000.
We need to get you out more.
I'm going to call HR and get a bigger settlement.
The Bert Show.